KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 51 degrees in Atlantic. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rainfall over the past hour here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Sunday afternoon. 24-year-old Eric Van Osdell was taken into custody at around 2:30 p.m. in the 1000 block of East Valley Street in Red Oak. Van Osdell was charged with operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. He was booked into the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $2,000 bond. Police in Creston report the arrest on Sunday of 23-year-old Joshua Lee Jones of Creston. Jones was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on two warrants for a probation violation and failure to appear. He was being held in the jail without bond while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. And on October 29th, the Creston PD took a report from a citizen on Mills Street in Creston with regard to a theft. Jason Keller said someone entered his vehicle while it was parked in the 800 block of West Mill Street and took a .357 Ruger, a .380 pistol, and a Bowtech Destroyer bow. The theft occurred sometime between 3:25 p.m. on October 27th and 3:30 p.m. on October 29th. The loss was estimated at $1,100. Police arrested an individual on an assault charge late Saturday night in Red Oak. 22-year-old Cody Dean Johnson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. Johnson was charged with serious assault and transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was held over the weekend on $1,000 bond. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is inviting you to kick off the holiday season and discover the downtown historic area during the grand lighting ceremony on November 20th, and that starts at 5:30 p.m. The ceremony is sponsored by Molly Engine Components and Cornerstone Landscaping. Mayor Dave Jones will kick off the holiday season with a sparkling cider toast welcoming Santa and his reindeer to town, and the unveiling of Santa's new chair, which was hand-built by an area resident. The grand lighting ceremony will be held in the Atlantic City Park, and again, that's on November the 20th. Chamber Director Wita Weimer says they're excited to bring something new to Christmas in Atlantic this year for all ages, and that is, for the first time, Santa's reindeer will be in the Atlantic City Park throughout the Christmas season. The first appearance will be during the grand lighting. The evening of the grand lighting, she says, is full of holiday cheer and features horse-drawn carriage rides sponsored by First Whitney Bank and Wells Fargo, hot cocoa and popcorn for all of Santa's visitors, and, of course, the annual recipe walk. You can warm up and enjoy the flavors of the season in downtown retail stores. Participating businesses will offer sweet and savory treats and recipe cards for holiday favorites as you shop. You can pick up a list of participating businesses at the Chamber located in the Rock Island Depot at 102 Chestnut Street. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce businesses that would like to participate can contact Chelsea at the Chamber. Of course, the number there is 243-3017. The grand lighting is only the beginning of the Chamber-sponsored holiday events. That'll be followed by the lighted parade and fireworks on December the 6th. You can submit your lighted parade entries to the Chamber by calling 243-3017 or emailing chamber@atlanticiowa.com. Pre-registration is not required, but is encouraged. And prior to the lighted parade on December the 6th, you can visit Santa in his cabin, where you can enjoy hot chocolate and popcorn, as we mentioned, all the other activities that are going on there. And join us for the holiday concert sponsored by Bonnison's 5 and 10 and Angels of Christmas. That'll be sponsored by the Cass County Health Systems. Both take place on December 7th at the First Methodist Church beginning at 3 p.m. And a reminder, you can submit your nominations for the Angels of Christmas to the Chamber by November the 12th. And Santa will be in his cabin every Thursday from 5:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. beginning November 20th and running through December 18th. That's sponsored by the Atlantic Rotary Club. The carriage rides and Santa's reindeer will be in town December 6th from 3 to 5 p.m. and December 13th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. For all the details, you can visit AtlanticIowa.com on the web. The number of lawyers practicing in rural parts of Iowa is steadily declining because older lawyers are retiring, but few young lawyers move to those areas. The Des Moines Register reports a lack of lawyers is increasingly forcing people who live in rural areas to drive significant distances to get legal help. A state database showed that 75% of Iowa's attorneys work in 11 counties that all have sizable cities. At one extreme, Polk County, the state's most populated county, has 2,517 attorneys. At the other end, Ringgold County in southern Iowa has only two attorneys. One of those Ringgold County lawyers, James Pedersen, wants to retire, but he hasn't been able to find anyone to buy his successful law firm. A Northwest Iowa restaurant is offering its customers an incentive to put away their cell phones and talk to each other. The Sioux City Journal reports Sneaky's Chicken promises a 10% discount to customers who give up their cell phones while eating dinner at the restaurant on Wednesdays. Owner Dave Ferris and his daughter, General Manager Christy Wright, came up with the idea after they noticed a decline in conversation among customers who seemed preoccupied with their cell phones. Wright says nearly all their customers participate in the promotion by putting their phones in a box that their server brings to the table. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Sioux City Fire and Rescue personnel say a man has been flown to an Omaha hospital after being burned in a home fire. There were two people in the Sioux City house when the flames broke out Sunday. A woman escaped uninjured, but the man was rescued by first responders and suffered unspecified burn wounds. Authorities described the fire as severe. The man's identity has not been released, and his condition is unclear. He was taken to an area hospital before being flown to Nebraska. It's unclear what started that fire. And the monthly economic survey index for 9 Midwestern and Plains states has dropped again. In a survey report issued early today, the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index fell in October to 51.8 from 54.3 in September. The figure was from 57.2 in August. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says sharp declines in grain and crude oil prices drove down the overall index for the month. He said the index figure points to a slow economic gain ahead. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth, while a score below that suggests decline. The survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. The news was brought to you this hour on KJAN by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.